Did you know that the dandelion's got real tasty young leaves? And those bright yellow flowers are delicious. And if you dig up the root and roast it, it sure does smell real sweet. That's what we call dandelion coffee. Have you ever tried a stinging nettle? If you cook them up, they don't hurt. Well, I like to turn them into soup. Or you can pour a little boiled water on them, turn them into a tea. Well, that's totally fine by me. Just as long as you get wild food. I want me some of that wild food. It's my favorite wild food. Come on, dude. There's a plant called goosegrass or cleavers. It'll stick to you like glue. But if you get it down, it's real good for you. And I've heard it'll clean your lymphatic, but I don't know what that means. I just like my wild greens. There's one called sea beet. I'll bet you can guess where that grows. If you doesn't already knows. And if you can't figure that one out, well then somebody ought to tell you that you're dumb as hell. And you ought to eat some wild food. Cause that'll help you. Wild food, it'll make you smarter. Wild food, come on, dude. There's a little plant called wood sorrel. It's got three heart-shaped leaves. Even the kids like the taste of that one. It's a little tart and sour like a lemon, but when I see a patch, I just can't help but go over and snatch. And you can eat the whole plant of red clover, but the flower's my favorite part. And I've heard it's good for the heart. Speaking of the heart, well there's no better plant than old hawthorn. Don't be scared away by the crown Jesus worn. Well, he must have liked his wild food. It used to be all wild food, but now it's rarely wild food. Come on, dude. You work a job for money, you spend the money on food, and then you go to the gym and spend more money to get rid of the food. Well, how about spending the day outside, running through the trees? Now that's exercise. Filling up your basket, snacking all the way, eating that delicious, highly nutritious, the best food available on planet Earth, folks.